direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Here, a brief period of time to spend together tonight. A few things to talk about. And, of course, whatever we're talking about, we'll stop down to vote on the world's worst hit records. It's the most requested feature every year. And, every year some of them show up and be the same. And then every year there's usually one, maybe two, that are just from out of the blue. Don't know where you come up with them. But all we require is they be hits. I don't care about the decade and I don't care about the genre, but they do have to be national hits. Everybody needs to recognize them. So as long as it fits and you hate it, by all means, whatever we're doing, stop and vote. 888-876-5593. I just read something that I thought was interesting. Wendy's is going to close 300 stores next year, which, you know, I thought they were doing really well, and maybe so, but fast food restaurants, I had a list recently of what's gone, and I think more are gone than exist at this point, but Wendy's had been, as far as I know, doing well. Well, now it looks like 300 restaurants going the way of all flesh, and it's interesting in that Wendy's has never been viewed as the low-cost option, and on top of that, they decided that they'd focus on quality rather than higher prices. Now, where the squeeze came in wasn't so much that everybody was undercutting them, it's that the people above them, the Chili's of the world, they were starting to offer things that were in the same economic category, and so they blame it on that, not to mention labor costs increasing, and quite a bit, and food costs increasing, and all of that, and it's tough, but 300 on the way out. I don't have a list of what they were, but on top of that, I saw a list of what's no longer here, and not inclusive, to say the least. But one that saddened me, I loved Burger Chef. Yeah, Burger Chef and Jeff, and they've been gone a long time now. Hardee's ate them in about 2002, but I thought they were a good little chain. Red Barn, I am not familiar. I don't know how I missed Red Barn, considering there were over 3,000 locations, but here's the rub, in 19 states and several countries. They were established in Ohio in 1961, so chances are they had a lot of Illinois locations, and maybe you know about them. So, Red Barn, one of the first to have a self-serve salad bar, a first-serve fast self-serve beverage bar. I like that. The first to introduce the double-decker burger. Yes, the Big Barney. Years before McDonald's Big Mac. And all of that. Well, corporate mergers, rising competition, bankrupt in 1986. Burger Queen Druthers, and I had to look this one up because I knew that Druthers had pretty much bailed Burger Queen out, and then they changed the name to Burger Queen, all but one. And I thought, well, I didn't realize Burger Queen was completely gone. Well, they are, except for the one independent original Druthers in Campbellsville, Kentucky. You knew they were going to be in trouble when they debuted in 1956 in Winter Haven, Florida. Burger Queen, why? Because Burger King debuted in Miami, Florida just 2 years before that. Yeah, well, you knew there was going to be a lawsuit, but not only a lawsuit from Burger King, but also from Dairy Queen. And so both of them were upset about that, and the bottom line was Druthers bailed them out, but ultimately that didn't work. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Yeah, it's Columbus. And at one point, they had 826 locations, and there are three standalones left today. Everything else gone. Yeah, speaking of that, most of the Skippers are gone, too. Now, Ivar's, if you spend any time in Washington State, Seattle especially, there are plenty of Ivar's, but they're just not widespread across the country. Henry's Hamburgers, a Chicago original. They once rivaled McDonald's. They had over 200 locations in 35 states, 10 burgers for a dollar. 15-cent burgers, 10-cent fries, nice signage. And yeah, that was a real family favorite. Well, apparently inconsistent franchise oversight. Yeah, exactly what McDonald's didn't do wrong. Failure to modernize for drive-through trends. I don't know if they even had drive-throughs. And declining sales. And apparently there's one that remains, and it has a drive-through, in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Yeah. Rack's Roast Beef, Springfield, Ohio, originally. And I think there's one left in Illinois, one in Kentucky, and four in Ohio. But by the mid-1980s, there were over 500 locations, and they were rivaling Arby's, of course. Yeah, in South Florida, they came up with NEBA, and we all thought it stood for Never Eat Beef at Arby's, but that was not confirmed, and they're gone, too. Sandy's. From Peoria, 1958. And what happened there was a group of entrepreneurs got together and applied for a McDonald's franchise, and they didn't get it. So they said, all right, we're forming Sandy's, with the big tartan-clad mascot and the signature Big Scott burger, and 240 locations in 20 states. Well, once again, Hardee's ate them. 1972, they merged with Hardee's, and by 79, the name was phased out. Yeah, some locations still there, but as Hardee's. Wetson's, another one I didn't know, but I've not spent a lot of time in Levittown, New York. 1959, regional location, but hey, New York, if you have 72 locations in greater New York, you got a lot of customers. And they were known for budget pricing, the Big W signature, and such slogans as, look for the orange circles. Okay, well, gee, what could possibly go wrong? Well, by the mid-70s, they merged with Nathan's, and that was the deal. Delights. Now, that's interesting. I remember them in the 80s. They started in Georgia, in Atlanta suburb, in Norcross, in 1978. And they had about 100 locations, 19 states. They had one in the Denver area, and I thought they were great because they really were healthy, fast food. Well, as you can imagine, bankruptcy, 1986. 1987, most of them were, gee, what a shock, acquired by Hardee's, yes. And so it was locations that Hardee's didn't have in some cases. So it was short-lived, but Delights really did pioneer that fast food could be healthy, and nobody remembers them. And then there was Pup and Taco, Pasadena, California. Yes, hot dogs and tacos, yeah, along with pastrami sandwiches and tostadas. All right, well, maybe too much variety, I would think. They opened originally in Pasadena in 1965, had 108 locations in Southern California and a few in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And in 1984, Taco Bell, which was owned by Pepsi at the time, acquired 99 of them, and that effectively ended the chain. And I think there's a few in New Mexico that survived under the Pup and Taco name. I think they've been gone about a decade now. So yeah, that's some stuff. I've always thought there should be a law, yeah, or at least a regulation. You know, they've got so many regulations governing restaurants and all that, that when they go out of business, if there was something on the menu that you really liked, they should publicize the recipe. Yeah, same thing with restaurants that take off the one item you loved from their menu never to return. Yes, make it public. And you'll always see online with the things that are beloved, copycats. But let me tell you, they're not close, at least not the way I've tasted them. So that's some fast food delight. And speaking of that, we've got some boat delights. That's right, the world's worst hit records. And we'll start with Kimberly in Dalton, Illinois. So Kimberly, welcome to WGN Radio.
You said you were going to go first, but do you want me to touch it?
Hello, hello. Are you there, Kimberly?
You said you were going up first, so I didn't know.
Okay, Kimberly, you need to turn off the radio. You see, the thing is, you can't listen to the radio and me at the same time.
Sorry, you're just...
All right, we're gonna put Kimberly on hold so that John can explain this to her. But yeah, the signal is on delay. In case you say anything particularly naughty. So when you are on hold, listen to me. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to your phone. Because if you try to listen to the radio, it's not going to work, as you just heard from Kimberly. Well, we'll see if John can figure that out, and maybe she'll call back. But speaking of John, John is in Covington. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I just wanted to call because the other night... Bill Shoemaker, the jockey, his name came up in the trivia. So, a quick story. Back in 1957, my mom was carrying me in 1957.
Uh-huh.
Well, my grandfather he bet Bob Cross on Iron Liege. Yeah, Iron Liege. He bet Bob Cross on Iron Liege. Iron Liege won. The only reason Iron Liege won is because at Churchill Downs they have two finish lines. Well, Bill Shoemaker was on Gallant Man. Gallant Man went off at 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Shoemaker stood up at the first finish line. He stood up at the wrong finish line.
And won?
No, he lost.
All right, good. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you wouldn't win for that mistake.
Yeah, he can't. Anyway, so my grandfather, after he's supposedly, he said, yeah, after he's all happy and things, he says to my mom, he says, wouldn't it be something if that kid turned out to be a horse player?
Oh, man.
Well, here I am.
There you are.
Here I am.
All right.
The other thing, quickly, my nephew is a shift manager and a full-time student. He goes to UK full-time, mm-hmm. and he's a shift manager at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Well, the ultimate insult in fast food restaurant is they say, you couldn't manage a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Neither,
see you later, Raleigh.
Yeah, neither
Thank
could
you.
Anybody else. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was always true. Kathy's thing will never be open on Sunday. I've always been miffed. You know, they still say it's cooked in peanut oil, and I guess it is, but they've so purified it due to allergens that you can't taste it anymore. Yeah. Bring back real peanut oil. Well, yeah, probably lawsuits with it. So we'll get to Karen in Chicago. She's got votes. Fran has votes. David has votes in Muskegon. And Kimberly called back. Well, hopefully John has explained to her that you can't be listening to your radio when you get on the radio because you'll hear me delayed. All right, so we'll try it again right after this right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, certainly gets an E for effort, and good that he loves the blues, but that's the Yardbirds. It's a flip side, actually. New York City Blues, 1968 on Epic, and I forget who requested it, so my apologies for that. All right, so we're going to try it again with Kimberly, who has called back from Dalton, Illinois. All right, Kimberly, so what you voting on for the world's worst hit records? Kimberly? Okay, I give up. We'll put Kimberly on hold and maybe John can rescue her, but I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I'm just going to go right to David, and David's in Muskegon, see what he's voting on. So, David, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I got some songs that I really don't care for. On my list, number one is Miracles by the Starship.
All right, let's get it here. Here we are. I've got Starship and Miracles. All right, consider it on the list. What else you got?
Down on Me by the Starship, that's another one.
Was that a hit?
Yep, okay. 1978.
Well, I'm taking your word for it.
Okay, We Built This City is another one.
Yes, okay, you're seconding that. Good, we got some votes on that already.
And the Curly Moe Shuffle. Oh, oh God, from 85.
Oh, Sniffing the Tears or something like that? What was it?
No, they did Driver's Seat. I like that song.
What was it?
1979, that was.
Yeah, but...
I'm trying to think. Yeah, the Curly Moe Shuffle.
Yeah, who did that? I'm trying to think.
I can't remember.
Yeah, because I remember the guy who was promoting it was Jim Corboy. But... Curly, and I have it somewhere still. So the Curly Shuffle, Jump in the Saddle. That was it. Jump in the Saddle.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Saddle. Jump in the Saddle. All right. See, Sniffing the Tears. I'm thinking. Well, I knew there was an in the. Okay, Jump in the Saddle. All right. So if you hate it, good enough.
Jump in the Saddle. Did that, and that's another one.
Okay.
Anything by the Stray Cats.
No, we don't do that. It has to be a title.
Okay, I can't remember the name of that song, but the Stray Cats had it. Was a hit back in 85.
Yeah.
Well, but that song there, I really didn't care for that
one. There was Stray Cat Strut. There was Rock
yep,
This
that
Town.
One.
Okay, that was it, Stray Cat Strut. Okay, all right.
Yep, that was one right there that I really did not care for.
Okay, what else?
Let me think here. Stray Cat Strut is another one that
right, you
I
mentioned
really...
it. What else? Go on. You mentioned that already.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. I think that's about
okay,
it.
Okay, good enough. We'll be voting until the day before Thanksgiving, so when you think of something else, you call us back.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, good deal. 888-876-5593. And let's see, I believe Karen in Chicago has some votes for us. So what you want, Karen?
I sure do. First, I'd like to thank you for helping me find a really cool new artist.
Oh.
And that would be Marsha Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I heard a song, you played a song by her. The next day, I asked my smart speaker to play music.
Yeah.
But, oh, wow, I love her.
Good.
Okay, now I have Afternoon Delight.
Oh, absolutely, the Starland Vocal Band. Yes, Bill and Taffy Danoff.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Two of my Dickie Lee, one is Patches, and the other one is about the sweater. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, Laurie, Last Night at the Dance,
Laurie.
I Met Laurie. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so lovely and warm, an angel of a girl. Last night I fell in love with Laurie. Strange things happen in the world. All right. Laurie.
God, I hate that. And another one is Angel in the Morning.
Oh, yes. Would that be Merrily Rush?
Merrily Rush,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's a Seattle record. All right.
That's it for now, but I'll call you with some more.
Okay, I'm counting on it. Good choices, one and all. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So that's where we'll pick it up right after the news with Fran right here on WGN Radio.
Lady love, your love is peaceful like a summer's breeze. With love that's tender as a baby's touch, you give me all of the things that I need so much. You're my world, lady love. Lady love, your love is cooling like the winter snow. My lady love, with love that's cozy as a fire's glow. And I keep on needing you, girl, a little more and more. And I thank you, my lady love. You know, it's not easy keep love going smooth. People are people and they all have their moves. But it's so nice just to have someone like you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Lou Rawls. And we know Stacy loves Lou Rawls, and we'll be talking to Stacy in a couple of moments. But in case you were wondering, of course, Lou Rawls, and that was in 1977 on Philadelphia International. Oh, man. So just discovered that a couple of my radio stations are off the air due to the power was out. And I told John, oh, don't worry. They know about it. No, they don't know about that outage. All right. I looked on the map and I thought it was us. But as usual, the power company is clueless that we are off the air. So John will call and tell them. And I'll talk to, I hope, I'll talk to Frank, to Fran in Austin. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN.
Frank, an automatic sex change.
God, well, you know, I'm sure something would pay for it. There's some grant that they're yelling about in Congress right now. All right, so what you got for us?
I think I'll just stay the way I am. Thank you.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of one of the songs I hate, "Born a Woman."
Oh, Sandy Posey.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, she was proud to be born a woman. All right, Sandy Posey.
Yeah.
Little did she know it would be controversial.
If you're born a woman, you're born to be hurt. You're born to be lied to, stepped on, cheated on, and treated like dirt.
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, that's
but
not...
But then her man finally comes home, and she's glad she's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you know, not only were the lyrics bad then, but now, look at it, she never realized they'd be controversial on top of everything else. So, there you go.
Yeah. Right. And I guess while we're on the woman thing, I am woman.
Oh, Helen Reddy, a perennial
favorite. Hear me roar.
Yes, and numbers too big to ignore. All right.
Just about anything that Helen Reddy ever did was in my opinion.
I kind of got nauseous writing this down. I think I'm going to have another Coke. All right, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's come to that time.
I agree with Afternoon Delight.
Okay, good. That's the Spirit Starland Vocal Band. All right.
Yes. And I don't know who did this. I forget. But Don't Say You Don't Remember.
Oh, Beverly Bremers. Don't Say You Don't Remember on Scepter. You know,
I'll never love anyone else.
You know, what's terrible is I like that song. Beverly Bremers, yeah. The British guy was the promotion guy for them at the time on Scepter. I'm trying to think what his name was. But anyway, got a copy of it, and I thought, you know, I kind of like it. But other people didn't. You're not alone. So don't say you don't remember.
And Vicky Carr.
It must be him. Let it please be him. Hello, dear God. Yes.
Hello, God.
Yes. What a shame.
I shall die.
That's you do that very well, frighteningly well. It must be him. You know, it's a real shame because she did a great album in Spanish of Brazilian stuff, of samba stuff, Intimate Excitement.
I heard that. It was really good. I was just telling Gary that.
Right.
As we were talking, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, she should have just stuck to Spanish. And
right.
Just, you know,
right. Yeah. It truly was painful. So that's a fine choice. Okay. What else you got?
And, what's that one about? Slow Down, Daddy. Oh, what the heck was it now?
I need a few more words than that.
I'll have to think about it. I'll come up with it.
Okay.
Slow Down. The kid couldn't keep up with his father trying to leave.
Could it be Once You Understand?
No.
Okay.
No.
That
was
bad enough.
It was like the parents were, I think, the father was leaving, the parents were getting a divorce.
Oh, Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
That is it. Yeah. Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
There are so many different artists to choose from. Do you mean Wayne Newton, or who do you want?
Wayne Newton.
Okay, yeah, just by default, huh? Yeah, okay, Wayne
Newton.
Just
by default, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, a lot of people did that song, Don't You Walk So Fast. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's in line with Daddy Don't Get Drunk at Christmas. But yes.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, Apollo, or I Will Follow Him.
Oh, right. Okay. Very good. Yes.
You told me about how people would say, I want to hear Apollo.
That was absolutely, they did. It was terrible. I like Apollo. Yeah. I'll follow. Yeah, right. Yeah. Little Peggy March. Yeah, yep. Little Peggy March. She moved to a Germany. Let's see, Little Peggy March, which is just as good. Let's see, I Will Follow Him. The follow-up was worse, you know. I Wish I Were a Princess.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Put that on there, too.
Yeah. All right.
And as long as we're doing that, why not Pineapple Princess?
Oh, God. All right. Wait a minute. I still got to write I Wish I Were a Princess. We'll get to Pineapple Princess in a moment. I Were a Princess. Okay. Now we got Pineapple Princess. All right. Why not?
Okay. And I think that's enough for me for tonight. I will have more.
I'm sure you will, and I'm counting on it.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right. Oh, man. All right. We don't play them back in their entirety. On Thanksgiving night, we play snippets of it as we talk during the holidays when you're sick and tired of eating turkey with your family. You can listen to Turkeys with Me. Stacy is in Algonquin. So hello, Stacy.
Hi, Raleigh.
So you got your Lou Rawls fix there.
Oh, yeah. So, how are you?
Well, I'm here. So,
I was going to ask, have we heard from James at all?
No, and I talked about this last night. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I was horrified. John even looked to see if there was an obit, and thank God there wasn't. But I don't know what's going on. It's been now, we're talking months now. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, James, if you're listening, call us. I hope I didn't say anything to offend you.
Well, what about the song, that guy with the long hair, the crazy hair?
I need more than that.
I can't think of his name.
Well, forget about his name. Tell me the song.
Let's see. What was it? Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, Tiny Tim. All right. Yes, Tiny Tim. All right. I think you are our first vote for Tiny this year. That's amazing. All right. Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And it's sad because he didn't realize the joke we all thought the song was. He thought he finally made it big. Okay.
All right. Right.
Painful, really. All right. Well, you are a winner. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Stacy.
Oh, you take care, Robbie.
Okay, you too. All right. So, yes, indeed. Tiny Tim. Yeah, Johnny Carson's second most watched episode, the first being his last night show. But, yeah, everybody wanted to see Tiny Tim marry Miss Vicky. Oh, man. Karen in Madison, welcome to WGN Radio.
Did you say Karen in Madison?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a bunch.
Okay. I'm ready.
Tiny Tim.
Okay.
I was just going to say.
All right. You've seconded it. I like that.
Okay.
Good deal. What else you got?
Under the Boardwalk.
The Drifters? You didn't like that, huh?
I didn't like it.
Well, that's all that matters. It was a big hit. Okay. Drifters. Yep. Under the Boardwalk. Okay.
YMCA.
Yes. Very good. Okay. Yep. You'll second that. We've had several votes on that. Yes.
We Are Family.
Oh, yes. I agree.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Sister Sledge. All right. Wait. Sister Sledge. We Are Family. Okay. What else you got?
Is this Slow Hand? Is that the name of the song?
Yes. I'm afraid it is.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Afternoon Delight.
Good. All right. Let me get that Starland Vocal Band here. All right. Got it.
Boots Are Made for Walking.
Oh, yes. Nancy Sinatra. I think that's our first Nancy vote this year. So good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get that on there, Nancy.
And
okay.
One more.
All right.
Margaritaville.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett. Okay.
Yeah.
All
Even
right.
Even though he just died,
well,
I think.
Well, yeah, I know he's
we
gone.
We all do.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the song doesn't. See, that's the problem. all right. He named retirement neighborhoods after that, Margaritaville in Florida. Margaritaville.
That's enough for now.
You're right. It's a wonderful choice, though. Thank you.
Hope you're all doing well.
You too.
And I will get back with something else.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
To hear from you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
So we'll get to Jeffrey, we'll get to Mark, and hopefully you too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we got, about 10 minutes or less left, and we want to get some votes in here. I also want to get to 2020 News tonight, and that's Kevin Gershon's project, along with Steve, who is the newsman in question. Yeah, it's the stories of the day done in the CKLW style. All right, so let's see what Jeffrey in Portland wants to add to our World's Worst Hit Records group. So, all right, Jeffrey, what you got?
Okay, I have a list of ones I'm going to give. Then I'm going to do is give a list of second ones that came out tonight, okay, that I heard while I was on hold.
Okay.
Criss Cross, Sailing and Riding Like the Wind.
Ooh, these are wonderful choices. Yes, Christopher Cross.
I hate yacht rock.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Sappy in that. Bob Goldsboro, Honey.
Oh, of course. I'm still writing Christopher Cross's choices. All right.
Okay.
Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. No, that's good. I'm ready.
Okay, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, yes. Bless you for that. So I can't vote, so I'm glad you did. Okay.
This one from the early 90s, Genesis, I Can't Dance.
Oh, really? Okay, I remember that. Let's see, certainly couldn't. All right, Genesis, I Can't Dance.
Okay, Run, Joey Run.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Got this down. Okay.
Okay.
Let's Run, Joey,
Debbie
Run.
Boone.
Oh.
You Light Up My Life.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
The last one I'm adding, Captain Antonio, Muskrat Love.
All right. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now I'm seconding several of them, so hopefully you just have to check off. We Are Family.
All right.
I'm second.
Yes.
Okay. Tip Throw the Tulips.
Yes.
I'm seconding that.
Let's find that. All right.
Seconding I Am Woman.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm seconding Born a Woman.
Oh,
I'm
Sandy Posey.
That.
Okay.
Okay. And last, I'm seconding I Wish I'm a Princess.
Oh, really? I Wish I Were a Princess. All right. All fine choices. Thank you.
Make you rock star.
Appreciate the call. You too. All right. So I'm still got one more to go. Let's see. All right. There's one. All right. I think we have gotten them all now. Okay. So with that in mind, we move directly to Mark in Aurora. So Mark, let's see here. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, two Trampled Woman songs. One would be Stand By Your Man.
Oh, yes, of course, of course.
Can't stand that. What is the artist on that?
Oh, yes, that's the lovely and talented Tammy Why Not. Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Why Not, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And the other Trampled Woman song is... you know, make him your reason for living. Give all the love you can give him, all the love you can. I don't know the title of it.
Yeah, for the love of a woman.
Make him your reason for living.
Yeah, right.
All the love you can give him.
Yes.
That one.
Yes, and now I can't think of the title. Oh, no, this will drop. Well, you see, it'll give me something to do tonight. For the love of him.
Yeah.
Martin. Her last name was Martin. For the love of
okay.
him. But definitely last name was Martin. But I know the song, For the Love of Him. All right.
And then my next selection I call the Teddy Bear Orgasm song. Oh. I'm seconding Afternoon Delight.
Okay. The Starland Vocal Band.
And then,
yeah.
And then the next one, my next one is what I'll call the Lioness Orgasm song. That would be Sugar Walls by Sheena Easton.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not, you're
that
not seconding that.
By Prince.
Yeah, but nobody else requested that.
No, I'm not
that.
Seconding
you,
that.
No, you're,
I don't imagine you've had any other votes for that.
No, you're the first. Okay, fine.
And then finally, before I tell you who does a horrible job with falsetto, Kenny Loggins did a great job with transitioning from falsetto to regular voice in the song Heart to Heart.
Okay.
And you hardly know that he's making the transition, but if you've had any background in voice, which I have, because okay. I had a voice teacher for a while, and then the one who does an icky, horrible job at falsetto is Tiny Tim.
All right, tiptoe. All right, you betcha. All right,
yeah,
good deal.
I'm
thank you.
That.
Good choice. Wonderful choice.
That's all my vote.
All right, appreciate it. All right, some fine votes. Tomorrow night, we have a full show, so plenty of things to vote on, and wherever else is on your mind as well. So before I do anything else, I always like to get 2020 news in there, because that's a lot of fun. And that, of course, Kevin Gershon and Steve Langford. And fans of CKLW love hearing it. So here's today's three stories.
Triple Play Threat, plus Hell on Steels, and Babarik. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Big Apple Bloodbath. In New York this past weekend, a Harlem horror as a mother of four was savagely stabbed 50 times in a stairwell. Her ex exposed allegedly lying in lethal wait. In the Bronx, bullets, blood, and bedlam, six shot, one silenced in Sunday's scattershot spree from Crotona to Mott Haven to Whitestone, Queens. And one man's metal locker madness leaves a neighbor lifeless on Phelan Place, a 48-hour flash frenzy that left cops scrambling, sirens screaming, and citizens shaken. Wretch Connection. Some Joe Blow Gene Hackman wannabe apparently thought barreling through Brooklyn in a FedEx box truck he boosted might be a blast. The reject's reckless roadway rampage ran him into a clump of cars and then a church fence, at which time so-and-so might have stopped to state his sins. But no, crash test dummy demanded a do-over, proceeding to pile into an ambulance at the scene of his savagery to try to hijack that vehicle, too. Alas, lawman lassoed the lunatic and he was gone in 60 seconds straight to the slammer. Hortons fear a crew, the elephants in the doom at a logging camp in northern Malaysia, where the lumber shack pack settled in for the night, just as a rumble in the jungle forewarned a hair-raising herd of heavy hoof-pounding pachyderms. The scared stiff staff managed to escape the excited elephants, except for some reason, the boss, whose legs were broken in the beastly blitz. Then, in a terrifying testament to the truism that elephants never forget, one of the behemoths barreled back and targeted the tortured Top Gun again, trampling him to death. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
All right, so there you have it, Steve Langford and Kevin Gershon doing that. There's video as well. I've got a link at Raleigh.net to their site, and they'd love to develop it into a half-hour television program, and I think it would be hilarious, to say the least. So wonderful litter of writing. Now, I was just noticing that the national anthem has hidden verses. Yeah, good old Bob sends me a zillion stories, Bob and Master Control at WGN. And, you know, it's horrifying enough that the Star-Spangled Banner has as many verses as it does, but apparently contains several lesser verses. See, you can't vote on it because it's not a hit. That's right. Well, in many ways it would be, but last time I checked, no one put it on a 45 and didn't make the Billboard Hot 100, to say the least, or any other chart that I know about. But apparently it contains four stanzas, the last three of which are almost always omitted. Yeah, well, they say for brevity's sake, I say for giving us a break. So it was a poem soon after the Battle of Baltimore and the War of 1812 was concluded. So that's the history of that now. But we will tomorrow night have a full show. That's right, 3 big hours to vote on the world's worst hit records and whatever else is on your mind as well. So 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene. So that's the deal there. Again, you can vote by email. I prefer that you don't because rarely do I see them all, and it won't count if I don't see it. However, if I do see it, we'll add it and I'll reveal it on the air so other people can second it as well. But what I'd really like is for you to call. And we do this every night. We're on the air live until the night before Thanksgiving, after which I spend the whole night tallying them up. And then Thanksgiving night, we have a live show where we play back your top 10. And it'll be interesting to see. I already see a couple things I haven't heard yet. We'll find out if there are more. Yeah, I love it when something new pops up. But so far, all the tried and true one by one are coming unglued here. And that's perfect. So we'll pick it up there. Until then, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. Do it again tomorrow night on WGN Radio.